Chapter 1. A Profound Stumbling Block. The Bible is filled with stories, some more widely known and loved than others. The Exodus and the Nativity stand out. The story of Noah and the Ark, or at least the version of the story taught in churches, Sunday school classes, and children's picture books, may well be the most widely known of all. However, this story is beloved only in its fantasy version. By contrast, any hint that the story may refer to an actual historical event elicits extreme skepticism and searing derision. In an article for a conservative Christian magazine, microbiologist Bert Thompson wrote, "It would be difficult to find an account from any period of biblical history that has been ridiculed more frequently or with greater derisiveness than the story of the flood." Geologist and paleontologist Donald Prothero wrote in Skeptic magazine, "Some of their global flood defenders' most egregious attempts to twist reality to fit their bizarre views are found in flood geology, a concoction of strange ideas about the geological record." I placed a few brief social media posts mentioning Noah's flood as a real event in the early history of humanity and was astonished by the response. The posts, so far, have drawn 8.5 million views and 14.5 thousand questions and comments, far more engagement than any of my other posts. The brief sampling of comments from Bible skeptics were ubiquitously derisive or contemptuous. Anyone who actually believes the story of Noah's Ark has the IQ of a cabbage. For an otherwise sane adult to pretend that there was a biblical flood is morally reprehensible. The fact that you believe ancient fairy tales negates any value your opinion might have had. Explain to me how penguins waddled all the way from Antarctica to the Middle East, kangaroos hopped over from Australia, and sloths managed to make it from South America. The Ark story is the best way to get Christians to question their beliefs. It's so bizarre and ridiculous. Most of the comments from Bible defenders either denied the factuality of the Bible's historical and scientific content or insisted that scientists are completely wrong about Earth's past history. Here are a few examples. The Bible is symbology and metaphor. It's not literal. The list of reasons why it, Noah's flood, is impossible would fill multiple pages. And the list of reasons why it was unnecessary is also extensive. I totally disagree with Noah's flood being a localized event. I believe it was an astral catastrophe of global consequence. It tore Pangaea apart and whole mountain ranges were raised up. The flood and its causation nearly destroyed the earth. The Bible is about philosophy. It's not a historical or scientific resource. What especially disturbed me were the thousands of personal insults that people lobbed at one another and at me. As one of my friends responded, "Wow, Noah's Ark really triggers people." Rejection based on misperception. Sadly, what triggers this strong and derisive reaction to the story of Noah's flood is not the biblical account, but rather common misunderstandings, misinterpretations, and misrepresentations of what Genesis chapters 6 through 11 says. As one respondent to this torrent of mockery added, "The most skeptical and argumentative individuals who seek to impugn the Bible are those who, judging by their questions, appear to have never read it conscientiously." Nearly every time I speak, regardless of topic, people ask me about Noah's flood. The most common question goes something like this: how can anyone rationally believe that just a few thousand years ago, a flood covered Earth's entire surface, formed nearly all Earth's geological features, including nearly all Earth's fossils, and destroyed all animals except those on the Ark? The assumption behind this question is obvious. A historical reading of Genesis chapters 6 through 9 compels this interpretation of the text. Given the overwhelming scientific evidence negating this understanding of the flood story, many people choose to dismiss the rest of the Bible as having no credence. Although I have written briefly about Noah's